And that voice in your head that's saying, drink, drink now, you can actually make it get the radio station. Turn the volume down, get quieter and quieter and quieter. And then you'll have a day where you don't think about drinking at all. And then you'll have 2 days, and then you'll have 5 days. And then Fridays will just be like any other day. They're not a day you drink. They're not a day you struggle with. And weekends will not be an opportunity to start drinking at noon. And your partner and your spouse and your husband and your kids being away for the week will not be a trigger in your head for, holy, this is a great time for me to drink. Because I had all of that. And it all stopped. And I'm not the only person. I'm simply a person who has a chunk of sobriety. And other people who were longer sober than me told me this would happen, and I didn't believe them. It's the way you don't believe me. And then I got to about 30 days, and I was feeling better. And then I got to about 60 days, and I'm like, holy shit, this is, like, better. This is, like, quiet. I can't believe it actually got quiet. I never thought quiet was possible. I thought it happened for those other people, those other sober people. It wouldn't happen for me. And so if the question really is, should I cut down? Should I cut back? You tried that. You really did. And I know you want me to say your situation is different. Because you know what? You're special in like 100 ways, and you're not special in this way. But what I do know about you is that you're interested in getting this voice in your head to stop. And the way I know that is because you're listening to this audio right now. Because you would have gotten 10 seconds in, realized this wasn't for you, and disconnected, turned it off, moved on. You're still here. So what does that tell me about you? It tells me that you actually would like to try this sober thing. You want to be sober. You want to be longer term sober. You want to be in a place where the voice is quiet. And if you already are in a place where the voice is quiet, you want to keep it quiet. You want to know what to do to avoid reawakening the radio station, because the brutal reality is that you get some amount of sober momentum going, you take a drink, and then the voice and the radio station starts up again, sometimes louder than it was before, because people trick themselves. They say, good thing to know I can get sober, good thing to know I can get that voice to stop. That means that if I drink in the future, I can get back here again.